were a lot of people wondering kind of last night how that scrimmage was going to be and how things would transpire. Just how do you look back at getting a chance to once again show the management what you bring to the table?
I think it was a good opportunity. I've been here before, so I have a pretty good understanding of how this kind of thing goes, and I think it's really important that we put our best foot forward. But with that being said, it's the middle of the summer, and they understand that, so it's about getting our feet wet and them getting a feel for us and us getting a feel for them, and make sure we're showing our strengths, like Paul said, and the other stuff, the other parts of our game will clean up as the year goes on.
Has it been the week that you had hoped it would be so far?
Yeah, it's been close. I think, you don't expect too much of yourself at this point in the summer. You're training power and you're trying to put out speed. So, but it'll come and you know that. So you're getting a feel for where you're going to be and you're starting to see improvements already in strength. And I definitely feel that I've been, coming along really well. So I'm happy with where I'm at and, getting faster, and I'm feeling better on my skates. So it's been a good summer so far. I'm definitely really excited for camp, looking forward to the opportunity, and with that being said, it's just good to be here, live in the moment, and enjoy development camp with a lot of these great young players that are here.
It seemed like the intensity meter rose a bit when you and Nelson got involved yesterday. Do you feel like that scrimmage needed a little kick up?
Yeah, I mean, that's just that's my identity as a player. I'm he's wearing the wrong color jersey, I guess. That's what I bring to the table. I'm always going to try to push the pace, push the intensity, make it a game, people want to watch, make it a game that guys on the team want to be into, want to score, want to win, because a lot of times those scrimmages, guys, they're more worried about how they're producing. But when you get that team mindset, it helps your game individually. So I always try to bring that to games like that, prospects games, whatever it may be. And I found, today we were having some success. Just doing that in practice, just pushing the pace, making guys, getting under their skin a bit, and making it, hard for guys. It was good.
Did practice feel any different with Paul Maurice on the ice today?
Oh, yeah, it always does. I mean, whenever he's on the ice, he's obviously, a great leader, not just coach. So he has a great way with words, always is reminding you that, what you're doing and why you're doing it, which is something that's really rare in coaching, the reason that we're skating hard, the reason that I'm bagging you guys is because, I need to get you guys for ready for camp, because Blake Wheeler's going to be pushing the pace and, someone's going to be pushing him in a game. So you guys better be ready to push with those guys. And, that's something that not a lot of people are able to do that helps, you guys like me, guys that are, looking to make an impact on the team or make the team. It reminds you how important, just these little summer camps are.
I know we're only sitting in July right now, but there's a lot of talk in the city about, your future and where things could lie. How much do you think about that as we sit here in July and know you're still a few months away from training camp?
Well, it's definitely on my mind. I want to play in the NHL. There's no doubt about it. If I don't have to play in the American League this year, that'd be great. But with that being said, it's about, the Winnipeg Jets and getting wins. So whatever they feel is best is, ultimately it's going to be the way it is. So I just got to come with my best foot forward and prove to them that I'm ready, which I will be, and prove to them that I'm going to help their team, which games that I think I, will be able to do.
What did you learn from your pro games there at the end of the season?
Well, you learn a lot playing pro, and you learn it fast. You just learn about the pace, and you kind of come to understand that it's still hockey, and that it's important to bring what you bring to the table, just like it is here. Show your strengths. So that's what I tried to do at the end of the year there, and I thought I thought I did a pretty good job of it. I thought we found some success as a team, which is always great, and it always helps to put wins together, and it made it a lot of fun.